I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Violence spikes ahead of a nationwide vote in Pakistan. The Islamic State shot and killed one election candidate as he campaigned on Wednesday. It's the second murder of its kind since January 10. Mark is a gospel worker serving with Global Catalytic Ministries.
It really is a pivotal time in Pakistan because an election that takes place next week on the 8th. They're at a very tense time. The country's on edge.
Several candidates' houses and offices were also attacked in Balochistan this week. Pakistan's Election Commission summoned an emergency meeting with security officials to discuss the deteriorating law and order situation yesterday.
There's a lot of conflict on the border. There are multiple terrorist attacks against Pakistani government facilities and local nationals.
Pray church planters will keep their eyes on Jesus amid escalating tensions and the threat of nuclear war with Iran. And finally, would you prayerfully consider investing in Christian leaders in need of discipleship and mentoring? Joe Handley with A3 shares about one such leader whom he met on a recent trip to a restricted access nation.
One of the leaders came up to us and said, I have no mentors. They're a first generation Christian that has been a pastor for at least a decade, and there's no one speaking into their life.
Discipleship is a common need among leaders within A3 cohorts, a need which A3 seeks to meet. Leaders build peer-to-peer relationships and connect with faculty who have years of disciple-making experience. As they're built up, they're then able to strengthen the local church. You can be part of this by praying for and giving toward A3's 2024 Matching Grant Challenge to invest in the future generation of Christian leaders. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.